Hello, I'm Faniva, and you probably know me from my audio roleplays. I wanted to do something a little different this time. As my channel grows, I find it more difficult to connect with my listeners. On Discord, I try to be around as often as I can. But it can get overwhelming pretty quickly. And I can't really speak with people through DMs, or else I'd be DMing all day. I hope that having something like this will help you get to know me more. Even if I'm not sure this is a great representation of me. I used to be a little bit different. It's still a fun story, though. A while back, I had a group of friends that I would hang out with frequently. I was the youngest, and I was the one who lived the furthest away. But I'd still always end up hanging out with them. Sometimes it was on the daily. And I'd end up sleeping over for several days at a time. It was a really weird place. There were sometimes several strangers who would stay around, and I never really cared to ask who they were because they would always change. But they were always really friendly, too. The neighborhood wasn't in the best condition. It wasn't really terrible looking either. There were a lot of one-story houses down the street. Most of the time, me and my friends would stay up late, watching Adult Swim, or during the day we would go outside and pick blades of grass to burn with a lighter. It was super late at night, and the house was packed as always, with people we didn't really know. And by the way, no, it wasn't anything shady. There were a lot of family friends that didn't have places to go otherwise. It was the same for a lot of my friends, and for me at the time. So, with the house packed and the adults needing space, they sent us out to explore a little. It was around midnight. I remember being super tired. I'd been wearing a crop top and pajama bottoms. And I remember because the air was really nice that night, and there was a breeze. Really warm air, and felt amazing. We wandered for a bit and threw topics back and forth, and I remember one of my friends stopped us and pointed over a fence. I remember a lot of giggling and joking about going over, until one of the girls actually did. And we sort of just hopped back and forth over it, until we were really sure nobody was coming. I honestly don't even know if anyone was home at the time. The girl, who was sort of the leader of the group, said she knew the guy who lived there, but she sort of knew everyone, and plus, around that time in that area, knowing someone pretty much just meant seeing them now and then. I don't even know if she knew his name. I doubt it, actually. We snuck around the pool and looked it over, sort of really not knowing what to do with it. And obviously, a bunch of bored girls with nowhere to go. There's not really any way we'd just leave it alone. At that time, pretty much anything was an opportunity for entertainment. But we didn't have any bathing suits. Even regular clothes were kind of scarce. And we definitely didn't want to risk getting them wet, especially when we didn't have anything to change into. There were times when We would use that house to do laundry. Well, we did it all the time there. It would pile up. And I recall just bringing one pair of clothes, or maybe two, at a time. And we would kind of trade them around and wash them as we went. We didn't really need much. Back to the pool, one girl joked about just skinny dipping. But it was this one really bold girl who immediately just stripped. There were four of us all together. I was the last one to strip. I tried to cover myself awkwardly for a while, but after like 30 seconds, I sort of just gave up, and we swam around and splashed. It was a pretty tiny pool. It was in the ground, maybe like a little bigger than a hot tub, but the night was really warm, and in the pool the lights were on, so the water wasn't very cold at all. It was actually really nice. One girl thought she heard something, so we all just sort of fled the scene. We were putting our clothes on as we were running. I remember my friends tossing each other their clothes as we went. We were still soaked. We didn't have time to dry off. We didn't bring anything to dry off with either. We didn't really think about that when we were getting in the pool. After that, we kind of just explored a little bit more. We walked around. We found a school. We kind of considered going in and exploring, but there was some reason that we shouldn't. I don't remember why we didn't. I really wanted to. And then we kind of turned around and went home. We went back to my friend's place to see if we could come back in, and I think her mom scolded her a bit for staying out too long. We crashed on the couch as always. I'm smart enough now to know that the things we did back then were really reckless. Being out late in a sketchy neighborhood alone, skinny dipping in a stranger's pool. And I know those friends weren't a great influence on me. I learned a lot of crazy stuff from them that I definitely should not have learned. But at the same time, a lot of our fun was really wholesome. We never did anything too wild. No drugs, no sex. Just really crazy kids without adults to tell us no. I think those friends were some of the best I had. I was so in my element back then, and I still really enjoy that type of fun. Just not at the expense of any unsuspecting strangers who didn't agree to let us use their pool. Now it's more like exploring the city at night with friends, or hanging out at Walmart and enjoying some banana milk. Just making our own fun. I want to find friends like that. We'll see. Thank you for listening. I'll be interested to see how well something like this does. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope this was kind of relaxing. Let me know if you'd be interested in something like this again. Or let me know what type of audio roleplays you'd like to see. If you enjoyed, I'd really appreciate it if you liked the video, or if you could check out my channel to see if it might be something you'd be interested in subscribing to. I do have a Patreon that you might enjoy, and since I almost know for a fact this video won't be monetized, I will mention there is a bit of not safe for work over there, so do be careful. You need to be 18 to access it. Go give that a look too if you are 18 or over. My socials are in the description. Thank you all for watching. I'll see you next time.